Gary Kuntz joins us now with the County FSA report. And again, Gary, you had a couple-week reprieve from having to talk to Jerry. I hope you were working hard.
Well, I was hardly working, you know.
Well, I bet it was a relief, though, for all of the staff and the county offices to get beyond that crop certification finally.
Yeah, it sure was. That was quite a rush for us. And then the CFAP program, that's been really ongoing and really busy. And we're gaining ground on things right now here. So that's kind of a nice position to be in.
Now, I finally double-checked, and I'm glad I did, because I had more bushels that didn't qualify than I thought I could remember, but I checked the assembly sheets, so I finally got my CFAP application in, and that's still ongoing, so if you haven't signed up, maybe you should.
That is correct, Jerry. They actually extended the deadline now till September 11th, so if you haven't been in already to apply for the CFAP program, try and do so in the near future. In addition, there's been some new commodities added that are eligible now. All sheep are eligible, whereas before only certain ones. There's some fruits and vegetable type crops, or nursery type crops, I should say, and then another bigger one in this area possibly is maple sap that's been added. So some of these things that weren't allowed before now are, so if you maybe have some of that, give us a call and we'll update your application or get a new one started for you.
I saw some of those crops and things and I didn't even know what they were.
Yeah, most of them are vegetable type or horticulture type products. And, you know, there's some of that here, but not a lot. But if you do happen to have some of that, check with us and see what we can do.
Now, I was hoping that maybe eventually sweet corn and peas grown under contract with candy factories would qualify, because that price is set by the price of corn and beans, but they haven't really been included yet, is my understanding.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of yet, Jerry. So time will tell, though, if they're included, but right now it doesn't appear they are.
Another question for you. I got my CFAP application in later because I wasn't going to get very much anyway, and I thought, well, I'll let them take care of important things first. Now, is my understanding then that I was going to get all of my payment now? Farmers that signed up early on were only going to get, what was it, 80%?
Yes, initially everybody that signed up earlier got a payment of 80%. Now, as of yesterday, we did trigger the balance of their payments, the other 20%. And if you came in late now, basically starting late next week or this week, and just applied for the first time, you'll get 100% of your payment just right away then.
And the reason they held off is they wanted to make sure there was enough that everybody got what they were entitled to before they went the last 20%. That's what I understand.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Well, and another point, if you haven't, you've got till September now. So if you have any questions, give a call, send an email.
That is correct. You got till September 11th. The deadline has been extended.
Now, the WIP Plus program, if you had crop loss under crop insurance, we've talked in the past, under 2018 crop year or 2019, you might get a payment there too. So I assume that staff is maybe working on those now?
That is correct, Jerry. We've kind of transitioned over to working on WIP now. And just we do want to remind producers, if they did have a crop loss with crop insurance in 18 or 19, there's probably a good chance that you would qualify for an additional payment through WIP. So we need to have a phone call from you and notice that you would be wanting to sign that up, and we can get your name on a list here and get started with that for you.
Now, I supply all of my assembly sheets to my crop insurance agent every year, and we use that for my proven yields. It's reported to Risk Management Agency. So you guys under WIP Plus, and you can just go and access that information. So all we have to do is tell you we want to sign up for WIP Plus, and then you do all the heavy lifting?
That is correct. We do need to have some signatures on the application and things like that, but for the most part, to get things started, we just need an indication that you are desiring to, excuse me, to apply, and we can get it started.
The CRP, continuous CRP, that's ongoing now too, isn't it?
It is correct, and if you're interested in a continuous CRP, possibly getting a contract, we need to hear from you soon. That deadline to let us know here is by the middle of August, and so we do need to know here shortly on that too, because, by the end of August here, in our order to allow us enough time to get these processed then.
I wanted to let you know, Gary, you know me, I always play straight by the book, by the rules, to the letter of the dotted I and the cross T, right?
That's right.
This is the third year in a row I've declared war on giant ragweed and a little bit of water hemp growing in my continuous CRP, and I've gotten permission to spot spray it, but boy, it got so thick that it was even starting to crowd out the grass, and after 3 years now, I've made progress.
Well, that's good, you know, and we do encourage producers to keep an eye on their CRP. If you do have some weeds that are taking over, you know, just give us a call. You can do some spot spraying, or now that the primary nesting is over, you can go in and do some clipping and try and control them so the good grasses are able to survive and actually hopefully drown out the bad weeds then eventually.
Do you know what prompted me to say I got to get rid of those? You'll get a chuckle out of this, Gary. The field was beans 1 year, so I got to the grass waterway. I just raise up the head, drive across it, and then set the head down again. Those giant ragweeds were so tall, I clipped the tops off, and you could see every pass, every other one that I spread those giant ragweed seeds across the field.
Yeah, you did a good job of spreading them around then.
And so then I started at spot spraying, and now this is the third year, and I'm making good progress. Now I'm thinking I want to maybe seed back in some clover and maybe some of the other grasses to help it thicken up a little faster.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. And always check with your local FSA office regarding those kind of things, and they'll help and assist you in what you can plant and how you can take care of it better.
Yeah, because if I just went and bought some stuff, maybe it wasn't the seed that was a part of my dad's original contract. So you want to make sure that you don't unintentionally end up not doing something you should.
Yep, that is correct.
Anything else you'd like to mention, Gary, other than your staff is really busy with maybe a few CFAP applications yet and then the WIP Plus?
That's about it for today here. We're really catching up, focusing on wrapping up CRP sign up now and getting going hot and heavy here on the WIP program. So we're still really busy and things are going well, though. We just want to remind producers that we're still operating under the COVID environment where you need to call ahead and we'll meet you out in the parking lot and try and serve you best that way if we can.
Emails work great too in scanning. I took care of crop certification and signing up for CFAP, and Emily didn't even have to talk to me. It was all email.
That is right. We're doing a lot by email, and that works pretty nice.
One more thing. I'm hearing scuttlebutt that there might be round two of CFAP, and, of course, I'm sure you don't know anything more than we do, but sounds like there might be some more help coming under the CFAP program.
Well, we've heard that rumor, but we've seen nothing concrete yet to back that up, so we just don't know. We'll have to sit tight and see what Congress does and just wait and be patient, I guess.
Now, the other thing, though, the new farm bill, a lot of farmers took PLC on the corn and Arc County on the soybeans, and sounds like we might be getting a payment there. Typically, that would come then early, mid-October, wouldn't it?
Yes, if there is a payment earned, we typically would get them out by the middle of October. So, you know, we haven't seen anything concrete there either, but we have heard those reports too. So, once again, time will tell there too. So just stay tuned, I guess.
Thanks, Gary. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
You bet. Everybody have a good day.
Gary Kuntz with the County FSA Report.